Well, I don't want you to sit down. I want you to stand up and turn around and face everybody there. I don't want you to sit down because God says that your position and what you're doing is changing, that you're not going to be able to rest in what you have done or have seen, but that God is going to give you different seats, different functions in this time. This is a time of moving forward. So it's a time of discomfort in that he's not going to let you rest in the old thing. And it's a time of challenge in that you're going to be moving forward into new things. Sister, there is on you a prophetic gift to discern, to hear, discern, see, and God says it's time to begin to speak. And brother, this is a time when he has strengthened you. I don't know how to explain this, but you have said to yourself or to your wife recently, yeah, I feel like I know what I'm doing. I feel like I know what I'm doing. Didn't used to feel like I knew what I was doing, but I feel like I know what to do. I've seen this. I saw that. Somebody said so-and-so the other day, and I saw this situation. You can walk into a business now. And you just, when you walk into the business, you can sort of, you know, if they did this and this, if they changed this, if they did this, this thing would be different and this thing would work. So you can see the working of success. It's probably a better phrase for that. But you can see the mechanics. That's it. You can see the mechanisms. That's even better. You can see the mechanisms of success over people. In situation after situation, this has been hitting you, and you've been a little bit surprised, and you've been thinking, I don't want to think too much of myself, but I see that. I see. This is a time, this is God. This is a spiritual gift of wisdom. It's what that is. It's not complicated, but it also really is a spiritual gift. The spiritual gift of wisdom. So God has given you a wisdom to understand the mechanisms of success, and he's going to release you. He's going to let you loose on the body of Christ and on the business community. He's going to let you loose to help people succeed. And even as he, and see the revelation comes before the speaking, which comes before the acceptance. Okay, so God gives you revelation. He gives you wisdom. You learn to speak it and say it, and you're going to be surprised because people are going to do it. And it's going to bear results in the coming days. Listen, the next 6 months are going to be times of a lot of, going to be the next 6 months, just real time of opportunity and fresh open doors. And I just see you walking in the midst of a lot of hay, like a fresh harvest. Like somebody's just come along and harvested wheat and cut the hay down, and you're in the midst, standing in the midst of fresh harvest that's just been brought into the barn. This is like even in places where you haven't sown or invested, you're going to find yourself harvesting or helping other people harvest. So the next 6 months is going to be a time of real interesting, fresh open doors, new discovery. And discovering that the gift in you will actually bear fruit in the lives and situations and circumstances of people. And there's this thing in you that God's not called you to bear fools lightly. You got quiet. He's not called you to bear foolish things lightly or to even come into tacit or silent agreement with those things. This is a time when God's saying you're supposed to be the guy that speaks up. And you've already encountered some things, I believe, that you need to speak up and just say what the deal is and what's right or what's wrong. That's not quite right, but I think you know what I mean there. So, and sister, this is a time when this prophetic voice and discernment is released in terms of a speaking word. I want to encourage you. Do you prophesy any?
Sometimes I get these things when I'm praying.
Uh-huh.
Like just random things about the person
right.
I'm praying for.
Okay. Well, that's a prophetic burst, little prophetic bombs going off. little hand grenades going off, and this is a time when you're supposed to start. You need to find a way to express those things. God takes us in a proper way through a time when we hear and we learn to listen. But then you have to connect the listening with a speaking somehow. This is a time when God's going to have you begin to speak to people. So I want to encourage you in a gentle, brotherly way to begin to speak what you hear. And do it, be as tentative as you want to start with. You can say, well, I think maybe God sort of is showed me in a kind of a way. If you want to start with, that's fine. But the deal is to go ahead and start speaking. And he's going to put you on an experience track that's going to be like this, where you begin to speak and God's going to give an affirmation, quick affirmation, and it's going to go up. The day's going to come when he's going to have you speaking to the church. You're going to walk in the... do you go here? Do you go to this church?
Kind of.
Kind of? Well, I've kind of got a word. See you coming in the back. Boom, you're going to get one of those hand grenades of revelations. And God's going to have you stand up and go, well, sort of, maybe. Might have a word for his shepherd's heart. So this is a time when you're just going to have to start speaking and take a risk. It's really a risk taking. Okay. So that's why you can't sit down right now, because it's kind of a risk taking. And brother, you just can't, this being silent, you're a nice guy, but being silent and being a nice guy, the wisdom gift has got to be shared. And there's even a thing that I would say to you that, at this time, at this point, if you don't say what God's, where you really do see it, if you don't say these things, it's going to be like you're withholding bread from someone. And I know you don't want to do that. You can't withhold God's bread when he wants to feed someone wisdom, or have to be the servant, the waiter at the table, and serve the meal.
You may have a seat if you'd like. As you were getting prophesied over, I heard the Lord saying that there's a financial wisdom in you that God has given you. There's a sharp stewardship that God has given you that you're about to instruct. And I saw God putting you and giving you presentation. And I saw you giving presentation and really sharing with others and equipping others for the days to come. So that sharpness, it's as if the Lord says, I have need of that this hour in the body, and others are going to come and they're going to draw from that, and you're going to present from that. And there's something that God's going to give you that's going to cause others to even know how to move forward in that, in that stewardship. And in that also, I saw you, as you're doing that, I saw you just with bags of money. I saw you with bags of money, and the Lord says, It's not going to be in little trickles. God is going to bless you. It's going to overtake you, the blessing of the Lord for this season in your life. But I sense for the two of you, I kept hearing clicking in the spirit, click, click, click. And I was trying to get sense of it. And suddenly I saw people like clicking next to you and just coming around you. And I felt like God is going to cause you to be connected to the right people this hour. He's connecting you to the right people, to the right men and women of God. He's connecting you to those voices that are going to help you transition forward into this season. So accept and watch how God just brings those around you in the right timing in this season. He's going to do it by his spirit. He's going to do it quickly. He's going to do it supernaturally, but he's going to connect those with you so that you can launch forward in this season. I want to confirm that prophetic gift in you. And also I want to confirm there's something about prophetic expression. There's something about you singing. I believe that the Lord wants you to begin to release prophetic song, not just a prophetic expression, but you're going to start singing. You said that as you pray, you know, things come to you. Well, part of what's going to come to you are going to be songs. And I believe that Lord says, start moving in that, and you're going to start seeing a whole new dimension that the Lord's going to begin to open to you. And I do see a season coming ahead where there will be through your leadership, that there will be women that will come, and I see your home open, and women coming and sitting there and being part of Bible study and participating and just being fed of the Word of God. God is going to truly use you in that ministry to really feed others that are hungry. Not in the public sense, but in the strong anointing sense. It's like there's a Joyce Meyer in you. There's like an understanding of the Word and understanding how to give of the Word where others can really hear and it connects with them. So therefore, the Lord is going to release that in you, and it's going to really take fire, and you're going to see ways that you can explain a scripture, and it's going to really connect and bear witness with others in this season to come. And brother, again, I just keep seeing for both of you, I see connections, but for you especially, man of God, I see other men coming around you, and just God clicking them around you and just bringing them key links that are going to be very important. And I believe that God is going to just even start through Pastor Al and the leadership. I believe that God is going to really, it's very key that you understand the new wineskin, how God is moving in this hour. It's very key that you understand how God is moving, how God is moving through the fivefold. It's very key how you see its kingdom is advancing, and it's as if though that God is about to bring you to a higher level of understanding of how the kingdom is advancing this hour. So it's like you're in Kingdom University, but like you're in a new, grade now. God has brought you up to a higher level. He wants to show you how the kingdom is advancing this hour. And part of that is investing in different things and understanding investments in different nations. And that's part of your stewardship gift, that God's going to cause you to see good opportunities and see how you can link with that. And the Lord just wants to bless you. So he's going to open up financial opportunities for you to do that. And not just for you, but for others in the body as well. I believe that you're going to be one that you're going to say, here's a good opportunity that we cannot overlook. We have to look at this. And folks are going to come and look to you for that wisdom. And God's just going to open this up for you, and you're going to find yourself in the middle of a place where you're helping others prosper as well as you are prospering in what God has for you.
Amen. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to make something up. Just give me a minute, Michael. They prophesied all the revelation in the room. The scripture I want to start out with is Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all that you are that are heavy laden and tired, you know, and I'll give you rest. We like that, so we can apply that daily, right? But then he says, take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is a time I just kept seeing you guys in this yoke. God has put a fresh yoke upon you, and it's his. That's why he said, take my yoke upon you. God wants you to know the yoke, the way he's yoked you together in this season is his doing. It's his yoke, and therefore it will not be too heavy. It will not be too much. His yoke is easy. And the burden is light, but we carry the burden with our spirit and not our flesh. It gets heavy when we try to do it in our own capacity. And God has got this amazing fresh yoke upon you. And what's on the yoke is government. And that was the word I kept getting. And then I got a little off when you made a comment like, well, we're in this kind of our church, kind of not. And so I had to, just so you know, I said last night, God cheats. Well, Al cheats too. So I had to get a word from Al. Just to clarify, I said, so are they here or aren't they here? So, and the answer is yes. That was the answer, yes. But what I saw was government. And this is a day God wants you to put the yoke of government upon and wear it proudly, not in pride. Wear it with humility, but wear it with comfort. It will fit. Why? It's his yoke. It's his yoke. Put my yoke on. The government is upon his shoulders, Isaiah said. And so tonight, I'm purposely putting my hands on your shoulders because I want you to feel a little bit of weight. I'm going to press down just a bit. There's a weight that comes with government. There's a weight that comes with responsibility. But remember, it's his. And you're going to walk in that. You're going to carry the mantle well for the Lord. That means, brother and sister, you're going to come into more things that deal with the nature of eldership in the house of God. Things that deal with leadership, things that deal with all those things that were prophesied, that these new things, these new assignments, all these things, even the prophetic burden of the Lord is even going to come upon you both. Even though you'll express your prophetic things, sister, brother, you're going to feel the prophetic in a different way. You're going to feel it kind of as a weight. And that is a perfect description of the burden of the Lord. It was a prophetic burden that the prophets carried, and it became a weight, and they had to, the idea was to carry that weight and distribute it. So you get the burden of the Lord, and then you distribute it out. So that's what Michael was prophesying about, the wisdom is going to become the burden of the Lord. It's like, I got to say something. It's like, see, the prophets would get the masah, the Hebrew masah, the weight, the burden, and their job was to what? Lift up their voice and distribute it out. That's your job. Just open your mouth and get out God's burden. And so you're in a way, you're a prophetic couple, because you're going to carry the burden of the Lord into your situation, into your place, into where God's sending you. And you're also going to feel that power of sending, like wind at your back. Again, take my yoke upon you. It's easy. It's like you're going to have the wind of God at your back. That's how the kingdom rolls. It rolls like wind. So Jesus said, the operation systems of the Spirit are not like the operating systems of man. The operating systems of the Spirit are John 3:8. It's like wind, Jesus said. The wind blows wherever it wants, wherever it wishes. He says, and so it is with everyone that's of the kingdom. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know where it goes. There's things are going to hit you like, where did that come from? And you're going to, oh, that's the Spirit. I feel the burden. And then it's going to go. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know where it goes. But all you know is we got to get it out. We are the distributors of the burden of the Lord. And there's new burdens coming your way, fresh burdens, good burdens. You're going to learn to distinguish burdens. Even in the Bible, there's two distinct words for burdens. One is a personal burden. The other is a corporate burden out of Galatians 6. And so you're going to discern, brother, you're going to more discern a corporate burden, where Paul's writing the Galatians in chapter 6, he says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so you're going to teach people how to bear. And I think some of this teaching on the finances and other burdens that people, listen, we're going to continue to sense great burdens in the days ahead in the body of Christ. Financial burdens and confusing burdens of confusion, political burdens, all these things. But the greatest burden is the burden of the Lord. What is the burden of the Lord? And I can tell you what it is. It's the nations, it's the people. You're going to sense that big, big burden, and you're going to teach, like, everybody, we got to pull together. That type of burden, baros is the Greek word, it's too big for one person. And it's got to be done corporately. And it says, so fulfill the law of Christ. Now, the other one is, when he says, in a few verses later, he says, let every man bear his own burden. And that's a different burden. That's portia, where we get the word portable from. It's like a backpack. Sister, you're going to carry around a prophetic backpack full of words for people. That's your burden. Your burden is going to be, I want to speak to them. Honey, I just got to call them. You coming to bed? I got one more email to write. I got one more thing. It's like, why? You're back. You just, God puts these little things in your backpack, and that's your burden. You carry it. And see, you won't get free from it until you get it out. Express it. Email, note, prophecy, whatever you call it. I got to get it out. And then you're like, oh, okay, I feel better now. That's how the prophets roll. That's the prophetic nature of Christ. He came and bore the burdens of the world, didn't he? And he bore burdens all around him. In every village he went in and out of, he picked up God's burden. Sometimes it was one sick person only. Sometimes it was one lame man that had been that way for 38 years. He could have healed them all, but God said, no, this is my burden. And so he never moved outside of his yoke. And as long as you do the same, you'll feel the weight of the burden. That's easy, it's light, but it will help carry the purposes of God.
Yes.
Carry the purposes of God. And that's what you're doing right now. You are going to be carriers, distributors, and multipliers of God's burden. And I'm going to use a big word first, for the nations, which just means the peoples. And you know what? The nations are here in Rochester. God is going to continue to bring the nations to Rochester. And God's going to continue to grow businesses. Michael and I saw that last night. And there's going to be still fresh business ideas are going to come to the Flower City. It's going to happen like it did a century or two ago, where fresh, innovative ideas came. But there's going to be new ones that are current, 21st and 22nd century even. Making the way for the 22nd century, if we can even think that far. Who knows? He may come. I hope so. But innovative, new, fresh people are coming to Rochester, this region. And this area is, God's going to hold it together by the power of his own word. That's how he holds the whole world. He said the whole world's held together by the power of his word. And so God's not done. I just think, I'm just going to say this because I grew up here. I just think the whole picture of Eastman Kodak and its history is a picture of one thing phasing out and new things phasing in. And we have to let go of the old so we can grab hold of the new. And you know, my heart pines when I drive by those big monolith buildings, you know, that are owned by other foreigners. But I say, you know what? Like, the foreigners are coming. Foreigners are coming. The nations are coming to Rochester. You guys are going to be touching all kinds of ethnicity in what you do. And so this is part of God's plan. And so out of that's going to come strong mission. Period. I was trying to get what else? He's like, no, strong mission is going to come out of that because God's mission is people. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for these yoke fellows, as Paul called us all, yoke fellows, tied together in the purposes of God, thrust into the mission of this house, and Father, carrying now a sense of government authority and distributing, Lord, your cause and your burden and your ways. We thank you, Lord, that you speak in such powerful ways to help us grab hold of what's in your heart. And may this couple, Father, walk out of here tonight with a new sense of the burden of the Lord, but with also the great confidence that his burden is not what a man can bear, but by the Spirit of God, it will be light. Hallelujah. Amen.